To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Thursday, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition, of course, of the BTN News Show. It is the 3rd of March, 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on over the past couple of days, and we'll get you caught up on it right now in around 5 minutes. Apple fans, get those credit cards ready. Well, maybe, we don't know yet. But Apple has officially announced a new event coming March 8th. Yep, just right around the corner. And at the event, we might actually see some new hardware, including an iPhone SE and an iPad Air. The next event will be held, of course, again online, with the event being called Peak Performance. And of course, they sent out these invites with a nice little multicolored Apple logo. Colors usually sometimes mean we'll see devices with the same colors, and we'll see. Of course, other than that, Apple didn't disclose any further details. And why would they? So get ready for the virtual event, which starts at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific U.S. Alright, hands up now. How many of you actually have walked into a physical Amazon store? Yeah, I don't see any hands. Yeah, I don't see my own hand. I guess a lot of people haven't been doing it. That's why Amazon's saying, yeah, let's rethink this whole thing. So much so that Amazon is closing all 68 of its physical bookstores. And even pop-up locations and four-star shops. This would be in the US and the UK. Now, what's strange about it is Amazon said that they still feel in-person retail is very important. And it would focus on its cashier lists, just walkout tech, its grocery stores, and its recently announced LA clothing store. Now, the first Amazon physical store actually launched in November 2015, and those four-star outlets actually launched in September of 2018, so both not really around a long time. It also has to make one wonder as well if Amazon is feeling a bit, shall we say, concerned about its next physical endeavors. We'll see. I don't know how many years e-readers have been around, but while we thought, okay, it's now our time. Because they've announced their first ever e-reader, called the MatePad Paper. Actually, it's got a lot of screen real estate too, 10.3 inches, which isn't too bad. Not to mention, it'll also be compatible with Huawei's M-Pencil stylus. You know, if you need to take notes or say, yeah, that's a great part in that book. Now the screen, yes, definitely an e-ink display, and will actually come with the company's own Huawei bookstore, which they're saying has access to 2 million books. We don't know if those books are good books, but there's books there. However, though, Amazon's Kindle app and even the Google Play Store books, they're not listed in the Huawei's app gallery, so that actually might limit the device quite a bit. And no words if they're going to be popping up there or not either. The MatePad paper looks to be around 499 euros, that's about 558 bucks. Yep, quite a bit more than those Amazon Kindles would sell for around 90 euros. Finally, got your workout going? You feeling the burn? I mean, are you really feeling the burn? Ah, it's hot! Might be your Fitbit. Yeah, those folks over there at Fitbit have actually issued a recall for its Ionic smartwatches. These would be the ones manufactured from 2017 all the way up to 2020. And sometimes they're overheating so much, they're burning the individual that's wearing it. This all has to do with the model's lithium-ion battery. And as they're quoting, will pose a burn hazard in very limited instances. How limited? Well, we're not sure. We do know that Fitbit received at least 174 reports of the watch battery actually overheating, and 78 of those reports were actually burn injuries. Now, if you're one of the individuals out there that own the Ionic smartwatch and haven't been burned yet, no pun intended, you can visit the official recall page and get the whole process started for yourself of getting something done. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Visit the official website at britishtechnetwork.com. Head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to show your support for the new show as well. It's with your generosity each and every month that we can keep doing this show for you. So if you love what we do and want to show your support, for literally as little as $5 a month, you can do that. Hop on our social media destinations at British Tech Network on Facebook, at British Tech on Twitter, and join the community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back for your Friday edition. I can't wait either. We'll get you kind of the best technology news that's going to be going on, but until then, hope you have yourself one fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.